Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date's November 6th, 1953, and the title is Dangerous Roundup. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Dangerous Roundup. Wranglers, how'd you like to hear some happy talk at breakfast time tomorrow? Then what you want to do is pour yourself a big bowl full of Kellogg's Rice Krispies with milk or cream. No sooner does the milk touch the Rice Krispies than they start their happy snap, crackle, pop. That's the way they tell the folks how fresh and crisp they are. Fresh and crisp through and through because they are tumble-toasted in Kellogg's special rotary ovens. Tomorrow morning, have Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. One of the big builders of the Old West was the cattle business, and at times it was a hard and dangerous business. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles had one of their greatest adventures with the tough longhorn steers and the tough men who rode herd on them. That was the time of the Dangerous Roundup.
I just want to keep out of his way. Ho, ho!
Get a rope on him.
I'm trying. There. Hold him now, Joker.
Any minute to shoot, Jingles. That old critter's been running the reins for 4 years and never been branded.
I never thought we'd get close enough to brand him. Whee! He's a tough one.
All right, get your rope off, Jingles. I'll close the gate.
Get around now, Joker. Keep me out of the way of them horns.
Okay. Close him in, Bill. There, that does it. Let's go get a cup of Java. Pot's on the fire.
That's a good idea. Ooh, I'm plumb tuckered out. Get up, Joker.
Up there, Buckshot.
Bill, I don't know what I'd have done without you and Jingles. Getting caught short of hands at roundup time's a tough spot for a cowman.
Oh, that's all right, Stormy. Glad we could help you out.
It's been a long time since we used a rope and a branding iron, Stormy. Feels kind of good to get back on a working spread again.
Well, you sure saved my bacon. I was just about to toss in my hand and let Flip Willard bluff me out of business.
That sidewinder. You know, it's about time somebody stood up to him and let him know that he ain't running this part of the country.
Stormy's standing up to him all right, Jingles.
Yeah, and we're standing up with him. Well, here we are. Mm-hmm. I can smell that coffee. Whoop, whoo, Joker.
Whoo, boy.
Oh, hey, whoo, whoo, boy.
You just stretch out and relax a little, and I'll pour the coffee.
Stormy, you haven't told me too much about your feud with Whip Willard, except that he's trying to run you off the range.
There's not too much to tell, Bill. This country's open range, always has been. We all run our cattle on it. Sort them out once a year, and everything's been fine. Plenty of room for everybody.
Then Willard decided to take the range over for himself, huh?
That's right. First, my cattle kept showing up in his herd. When I called him on that, he started trying to scare me off.
Well, here's your job, Stormy.
Thanks, Jingles.
Now, how'd he try to scare you out?
Oh, I had a couple of bad fires, a few slugs tossed past my head while I was out riding the range.
Nah, I don't think you scare that easy, Stormy.
Well, I don't, but my hands do. Willard's been shooting at them, beating them up when they go into town, figuring out all kinds of so-called accidents till he finally got them jumping at their own shadow.
So, finally, they just up and quit you, huh?
Yep. One by one, they all left. And I can't get anybody else to work for me.
You know, Bill, it's just too darn bad we can't put that Whip Willard in jail where he belongs.
Can't do that, Jingles, till we can catch him with some of his dirty work.
Yeah, I know it.
Once we got proof enough, we'll put him away for a nice long stretch.
No proof. We always gotta have proof. If I ever meet up with that Willard, I'll punch him right in the snoot and then start looking around for some proof later.
You go punching him in the snoot, you'd better be ready to back it up with your six guns. He's real ornery.
Sounds like the cattle are getting kind of spooky down there in the pen.
Well, those Longhorn Range critters just don't like being fenced in. Well, I'm going to have me some more coffee, then we'll brand them and turn them loose.
Hey, Bill, that herd does sound kind of riled up. Wonder what's wrong with him.
Well, whatever it is can wait a few minutes. I ain't no hurry to go back to work.
You never are, Jingles.
Now, what's that?
Riders down there at the pen.
Stampede in the herd, by glory. That's another one of Willard's tricks. I'll bet my hat.
Come on, let's get after him.
Yeah.
Steady that one, Charlie.
Hold still, Joker. I got troubles enough without you starting to sunfish.
He doesn't like the sound of those loco steers.
Get around that one, Chuck. Come on.
Jump, Joker. Let's get after him.
Can you see any of the riders, Jingles?
Oh, there's so dead blame much dust down there, I can't see anything.
Hey, those Longhorns are heading this way, Jingles.
And they're moving fast. Whoa, Bill, we got to get out of the bottom of this canyon. They'll run right over us.
Up this way. Get up there, Buckshot.
Boy, up.
Start running, Joker. I don't want any of them sharp horns in my back. And don't stumble. I don't want any hoofs running over me either.
Wranglers, there's lots and lots of swell and different ways of enjoying Kellogg's Rice Krispies covered with bananas, strawberries, or peaches, for instance. But you know, now there's also a different way for Mom to buy Rice Krispies, a convenient, handy way that's getting more popular all the time. It's called the Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack. You get 8 individual serving size packages of Kellogg's Rice Krispies in the Handy Pack. Be sure to tell Mom about it.
Pardon me for butting in, Charlie, but did I hear you correct? Did you say you get 8 individual serving-size packages of Kellogg's Rice Krispies in a Kellogg's Handy Pack?
You sure did hear me right, Slim. And getting the Handy Pack, your Rice Krispies stay fresh and crisp as can be. And serving is a cinch, because you don't open a package until you're ready to enjoy it. And, of course, you get the same golden toasty Kellogg's Rice Krispies as in the large packages. Only difference is that in the Handy Pack, you get 8 individual serving-size packages.
That's for me, Bub. Kellogg's Rice Krispies in the Handy Pack.
Have Mom look for Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack at the grocer's. There are also handy packs of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Bran Flakes, and Raisin Bran. So reminder to get your favorite Kellogg's cereals this fresh, crisp, convenient way in Kellogg's Handy Packs. While Bill Hickok and Jingles had just helped Stormy Evans round up his herd for branding, when the pen was broken open and the cattle stampeded by mysterious riders. Starting for the scene of the trouble, Bill, Jingles, and Stormy found themselves trapped in the canyon and started a race for their lives before the onrushing herd.
Bill, we're staying ahead of us, but we're running out of canyon.
You see that trail up the slope over there?
Yeah.
We can take the horses up there and let the herd go by up the canyon.
Then let's do it. I ain't a bit happy about the spot we're in right now.
Me neither. If a horse steps in a prairie dog hole, you'd be dead before you could pick yourself up off the ground.
Head for that trail, Joker. Let's get out of the way of all this loco beef. Ooh, here we are. Scramble up there, Joker, and hurry. I was beginning to wish I'd lived a better life, Bill. Thought maybe I was getting close to the end of it.
Now you can see what I've been putting up with, Bill. It's just been one thing after another.
This one may work out all right, Stormy. When those cattle hit the head of that canyon, they'll start milling around and tire themselves out.
Yeah, and when they're simmered down, we can brand them in there and then let them go.
Yeah, but it means another day's work, and all our camp gear's gone. Willard sure makes it tough for me.
Hey, that's right. Them critters ran right over all our grub. I'll bet they stomped the coffee pot flat. Doggone it. Bill, if I have to go hungry tonight, I'm going to be real mad. Mad enough to go hunt up Willard and get even with him.
Maybe that's an idea, Jingles. Since we think Willard started this, what do you say we ride over to his ranch house?
And poke him in the snoot?
No, but we'll invite ourselves to supper. Oh.
There's the ranch house, Bill, but I don't see anybody around.
Well, there's smoke coming out of the chimney. Something must be cooking for supper.
I reckon they won't mind having a few more for chow. This part of the West is famous for its hospitality.
Hey, now, what kind of hospitality is that?
He's shooting over our heads. Guess he wants us to stop. Whoa, there, Buckshot.
What? Oh, Joker. That's a fine welcome. We come riding in to pay a friendly call, and they start slinging lead at us. Hey, what's the big idea anyhow?
Turn them knives around and get off the place. We don't want no visitors.
Is that Whip Willard, Stormy?
No, that's just one of his gun-slinging hands.
Tell your boss I want to talk to him.
He ain't talking to nobody. Now get her, I'll start shooting.
Are we going to get Bill or are we going to get got by that buzzard with the rifle?
I warned you.
Hey, now that was too darn close.
I'd better knock that rifle out of his hands before he hurts somebody.
Hey! Oh.
All right, come on, let's ride in. Hop there, Buckshot.
Jeff, Joker, I want to talk to that Jasper.
Oh! Don't reach for those six guns, mister.
No, you're in enough trouble already without asking for more.
You think I'm in trouble? Wait till you see what happens to you.
What's going on out here, Chug?
These Ranahans come busting here shooting, looking for trouble, I guess.
You're the one that started the shooting. Wild Bill just finished it for you.
Wild Bill? You Marshal Hickok?
That's right.
And I'm Jingles. And this here's Stormy Evans.
All right, I don't have to be introduced to your friend. He's been a pain in the neck to me for a long time. Looks to me like the law's keeping pretty poor company.
Why, you big blowhard. I'd just as soon settle up with you right now.
Hold it, Stormy. That won't do you any good.
But Bill...
Cut it out, Stormy. I'll let Bill handle it.
All right, Hickok. You're trespassing on private property. You shot your way in here and you're not welcome. Now, what do you want?
We lost our whole outfit in a cattle stampede this afternoon. So we thought we could get some supper over here and maybe have a talk about this range trouble between you two.
You thought wrong both ways. I ain't feeding no drifters, and all the range in this end of the valley's for my cows and nobody else's. The sooner Evans finds that out, the better off he'll be.
The law says all this land is open range.
I got news for you, Hickok. I don't care what the law says. I'm using this land, and I'm going to keep on using it.
I'd like to just make you a little bet on that.
I'll take your bet any time. I'm running things here my way. And if you think you're going to stop me, you'd better bring an army with you. Because I've got the men and the guns to back my play.
You talk mighty tough, Willard. But if you're figuring to take on the law, you'll need more than a lot of loud talk.
All right, I've got more. And I'll give you a sample. I'll start by messing up that pace of yours and throwing you off my plate.
You keep out of this, Jug.
I ain't doing that.
Well, I am.
You stay out of it too, Stormy. Whip's got a lesson to learn, and let him learn it the hard way.
Well, how do you like this, you meddling star?
Pretty good, Whip. But how's this?
Fix you for that.
He's liable to make Bill mad hitting him like that, and if he does, look out.
Had enough, Hickok?
Yeah, I've had enough. Let's finish it.
Man, oh, man. You sure you didn't hit him with a fence post, Bill, when I wasn't looking?
No, Bill don't need any help when it comes to fighting.
You want to get up and try it again, Whip?
No. No, I got a better idea.
Any idea is better than tangling with Bill.
Jug.
Yeah, boss.
Go down to the bunkhouse and get the boys. Tell them to come up here and run these mavericks off the place with lead.
Never mind that, Jug. We're going anyhow.
No, but Bill...
We're not doing any good here, Jingles. I want to tell you one thing before we go, Whip.
I'm listening.
If you think you can start a range war and get away with it, you better think again.
That's right. Tomorrow we're branding Stormy's cows and turning them loose on the open range.
And if we have any trouble with you or your hands, you're going to be hauled off into jail. All right, come on, Jingles. Stormy, let's ride.
Steady, Joker.
Hop there, Buckshot.
Let's go, Joker. Ho!
Well, boss, looks like you lost that one.
This ain't over yet. Go tell the boys to get ready to ride.
Tonight?
Yeah, tonight. Maybe I lost a fist fight, but that big talking marshal is liable to lose his life. Keep down off the ridges, men. With that bright moon tonight, they'd spot us in a minute.
Oh, I bet they're rolled up in their blankets and sound asleep.
Don't count on it, Jug. That Hickok's no dummy. Probably one of the three will be on guard all night.
How do you figure to sneak up on them, then?
I don't. I got a better plan.
What's that?
We'll stampede their herd right over them.
You're loco. You tried that this afternoon. It didn't work.
No, but it'll work tonight. All right, pull up here, man.
Oh.
All right, now, shut up, you Jaspers. Quiet. Now, here's the plan. You can see the herd right down there at the head of the canyon. The camp's a little farther down. Now, when I give the word, we'll move down this slope, shooting and yelling, and start those critters to running.
And Hickok and Jingles and Stormy will get away just like they did this afternoon.
Keep your trap shut, Jug. This afternoon, they were in the saddle and ready to ride. Tonight, their horses aren't even saddled. Another thing is that we'll follow that herd right on down the canyon. If the cattle don't do the job, we'll do it with guns.
Say, how would you like to be the biggest, most popular hero or heroine your neighborhood ever had? Wouldn't that be wonderful? You bet. And listen, here's how it can happen and happen to you. Enter Kellogg's exciting new Orange Bowl contest. First prize is an all-expense-paid trip for you and companion to the Orange Bowl football game in Miami. In addition, there's a $1,000 U.S. savings bond for you, plus $2,500 in cash for your favorite high school's athletic fund. And listen to this. You can take your favorite high school team to the Orange Bowl football game, all expenses paid by Kellogg's. Or if the team can't go with you, Kellogg's will give an extra $7,500 to your school. Here's a contest easy to win. Just write a few words about your favorite high school football team. Maybe you admire their spirit. Maybe they're the fightin'est outfit in the state. All entries will be judged on interest, sincerity, and factual content. So write that letter. Read the easy rules for the contest on the packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Kellogg's Pep, or see the November 2nd issue of Life magazine. As the first prize winner, you go to Miami Beach, Florida on a three-day all-expense-paid trip. Fly both ways on a Delta CNS Airlines Super Convair. See the game from the 50-yard line. Stay at the beautiful Robert Clay Hotel. Ride on Kellogg's float in the Orange Bowl Parade. Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest is underway right now and closes November 30th. So hurry and get several entries in the mail. You, anyone can win, young or old, teenager or grown-up. Get busy and enter today. While Bill, Jingles, and Stormy Evans were camped in the canyon, little knowing that their death was being planned on the hills above them, Willard and his men had already started toward the herd to stampede it when Jingles woke up.
Oh, doggone it, Bill. I just can't sleep, and that's that.
All right, Jingles. You sit up and guard the camp while Stormy and I get a sleep.
Well, that's not what I mean, Bill. I didn't get my supper, and I'm hungry. I won't get any breakfast in the morning, either.
Well, there's not much you can do about it, Jingles.
Yes, there is. I'm going to saddle up and ride over to your ranch house and bring back some chow.
It's a long ride.
I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, nothing is worse than going hungry.
I don't like to have you prowling around all alone, Jingles. If Willard and his men take a notion to start something, you might be in real trouble.
Well, they haven't started anything yet, and it's almost midnight.
Maybe they are going to leave us alone, Bill.
Maybe, but don't count on it.
Well, the cattle seem bedded down for the night, Bill. Tell you what, let's all saddle up and ride over to the house. We'll be back before dawn. We'll have some grub. We'll need it tomorrow.
Well, I guess it'll be all right.
That's better. Come here, Buckshot. Here, Joker.
Yeah, here comes Buster, too. Guess he's learning something from those educated horses of yours.
Yeah. Good thing we decided to go after some food. I could just feel myself wasting away to a shadow.
That'd be a pretty big and solid shadow, Jingles.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold it.
What's the matter, Bill?
Look up there on the skyline against the moon.
Riders coming over the top of the hill.
Well, Willard and his gang. I'll bet there must be 10 of them.
I wonder what they're up to.
Nothing good. Let's set a trap for them.
How'll we do it, Bill?
We'll get around on the other side of that herd, and when they start down that hill, we'll make them think they ran into that army that Whip was talking about.
But, Bill, we ain't no army. They got us outnumbered 3-1.
If we keep both guns smoking and keep jumping around in those rocks, we can sound like 8 or 10 men at least.
We'll have the advantage of surprise, and as Bill says, if we can move around fast enough, shoot fast enough, we might scare them out.
And what if they don't scare?
In that case, partner, we'll be in real trouble.
You ask me, Bill, we're loco as an outlawed horse if we even try such a crazy scheme. But I know you ain't going to change your mind, so let's get started.
Shh, keep it quiet, men.
Let's go, Whip. Let's get it over with.
We're going right now. The boys all spread out in a line?
Yeah. Let's get on with it.
Okay. Remember, if the cattle don't get them, we get them. All right, let's go, men. Ride for it. Get that herd moving. Whoop it up.
Shoot you down like a dog, Jug.
But Whip, we're sitting ducks out here in the moonlight. Yeah, see? All right. Let's go.
Get around there, huh?
Never saw so much lead flying around. Jump that jughead. Move that hog.
Where'd they all come from, anyhow? I was sure.
My head. Whip, what happened?
What does it look like? That stupid nag of mine stumbled and threw me.
Here comes three of them. Get up. I'll catch your horse.
Hold it. That's Hickok and Jingles and Evans. I'll get rid of them anyhow.
Shoot him, Jug. I got a slug in my arm.
Don't you do it, Jug. You're alive and healthy right now, but you'll be mighty dead if you don't drop that six iron.
It's all right with me. Word of lick.
Where's the rest of your hands, Whip?
He ran out on me. Just wait until I see him again.
You'll see him again, all right. We'll round him up and bring him to the same jail you're going to be in.
Yeah, and for the next 10 years, you can all tell each other how much better off you'd have been if you'd have never tangled with Wild Bill Hickok.
I'd kind of like the pleasure of tying up these two coyotes, Bill.
The pleasure's all yours, Tommy. They sure caused you enough trouble.
Everything's winding up just right, Bill. We put a stop to the range war, and the jail's closer than Stormy's ranch house.
What's that got to do with it, partner?
Well, it means that we'll get to the jail a lot quicker. There's food at the jail, and I'm so hungry by now that, well, I can even eat the sheriff's terrible cooking and like it, too.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks, and we'll be back again on Monday. Right, Andy?
Right, Guy, and we've got an action-packed show you won't want to miss called Deadlock at Silver Sight.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Choose your favorite from Kellogg's Variety Pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Greatest Name in Cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Howard, Joe Duvall, and Jack Mather. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application, follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.